Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1312. Learning today, Lili Nishmas Moshe Deliv Bemavar and Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lerfur Shalemer Fol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha, a Merakeid straining. Okay, I want to start to talk a little bit about the drinks, liquids, these type of things. Is a little bit of a different, it's basically the same concept, straining, right? Sifting, straining. But obviously, it's a little bit different when you're straining out like flour, matzah meal, sugar, salt, these type of things, as opposed to you're straining out something that has hard items in it, and then you have liquids in it. For example, just to give an example, a real example of what this would be all about brings down. We're trying to go through a little bit, like we said last time, the Sefer Zachor Veshamar. So he brings down on page number 11 again a lot of these examples. We'll talk about the spoon, the slotted spoon. A lot of these examples we did go through in various different ways. When we learned the Malacha Boirer, because if we said Boirer, Zoyre, and especially Boirer and Merakeid are extremely mamish, like brother and sister. You know, we could say Zoyre, that had to do with the wind, throwing things up into the wind, might be a first cousin. But Boirer and Merakeid, the straining and the regular Boirer, the regular separating, are mamish, they cross each other, pretty much. You know, so a lot of the things that we are going through is a little bit of a review from our Malach of Bar, which we did, but we did it a long, long time ago. When we did it, it was in the 200s. Now we're Baruch Hashem in the 1300s. So as far as the number of the Shiurim, so you're talking about a long time. It's been a few years. And the review we definitely need, number one. And number two, we're going through some various different concepts. And in fact, at that time, the Sefarim that we're learning, the Sefer we're learning from, the new edition of Zachor Veshamar, the translation into English, actually wasn't around then. It's a new Sefer. So be it as it may. So one interesting example he brings down in conjunction with, you have a lot of times, you have liquids and you have solids. Like, for example, he brings down the strained coleslaw, personalized regular coleslaw. They may have carrots, peas, and beans he brings down. And now to remove the water, let's say you have coleslaw, you take a slotted spoon and you want to pick up the coleslaw and you want to drain out the, right, have the juice drain out. That's a real iser of Merakeid, straining. Or it could even run on the boirer also. So to strain coleslaw, carrots, peas, and beans, or whatever, all these variants, if it could be anything, and remove the water, either by pouring them into a sieve or by removing them from the water with a straining spoon, either way, right? Let's say I have peas and carrots in water, right? And I take a slotted spoon and I scoop out the peas and carrots. So that's the same thing, right? Or if I pick up the coleslaw, I pick up a whole bunch of coleslaw together with the juices, and my spoon is a slotted spoon that has holes in it, now it just drains down. It's basically the same concept. That's what he's explaining. It's interesting, to the two different ways of looking at it. To strain coleslaw, carrots, peas, and beans, and remove the water, either by pouring them into a sieve, right, whether you're pouring the whole thing into a strainer, or by removing them from the water with a straining spoon, would be basically the same concept of Merakeid, running again, crossing over from Boirer into Merakeid. Now, just another example he brings down in conjunction, we're just, you know, trying to start on the subject of liquids together with solids and so on. Until now, we were talking about basically just solids mixed up, sometimes with clumps or so on, or impurities in them, like with the salt, confectionery sugar, these type of things, pepper or whatever, and the salt shakers. But now we're trying to get a little bit more into the liquids mixed with solids. So he says to strain soup and remove vegetables from it, whether one is interested in the clear soup or they're interested in the vegetables themselves, would all, either way you do it, and however you do it, with some sort of a slotted spoon or with a strainer, or like we said, either you pour it in or you just scoop it out, however you want to do it. Scooping it out meaning, again, meaning with a slotted spoon, these type of things. And you're doing it bedafka. You want to just to drain it out. You want to separate it. So that will be running again under the malacha of Merakeid sifting. Okay, so I just want to explain one thing. It's a little bit, the Lashon is over here, the language is a little bit different over here. It's more like, it's really sinun. It's like what we call sinun, it's like a filtering type thing, as opposed to really like sifting is more like dry side items. And then we call it over here, they bring it down as straining and filtering. It's the same procedure, but a little bit of a different method, obviously, because of the fact that we're dealing with liquids. Just another example he brings down. Again, we're trying to get a good handle on this whole thing in reference to liquids. The strain cooked rice or lakshin cooked rice or noodles or so through a colander or a sieve to remove the water from them would be the same thing. Also, straining, filtering, and this would all run under the malacha of merakeid. He brings another example in reference to fish, to strain small. Sometimes there's fish that's in water. People have these, this fish that's in, we're not talking about live fish. We're talking about a person's eating fish and it's still in the water that it was cooked along or in the sauces or these, you know, very liquidy type sauces and these type of things. So to strain small pieces of fish, from water by lifting them out with a large metal straining inset, which is supplied with the fish pot, whatever the case is, these type of things. Also, you're using a sort of like a straining instrument. And the same thing would apply, and this would be usher to do on Shabbos. Now, we'll talk about the water with the filters, and then we'll try and get a little bit into that also a little bit down the road. I don't want to get into that right now. First, we want to just sort of like establish as to what it's about. But as we see the difference, again, the difference being over here in these instances, these cases that we're talking about, as opposed to like the salt shaker and pepper shaker and these type of things, is that these things, a person bedafka has their kavona, their intention is to strain out, to strain the liquids from the solids, right? So it's a totally different thing. Whereas like the salt shaker, pepper shaker was made bedafka, person made just to spread it out all evenly around on their food, you know, so it's two totally different things, and their intention is not, that's not their intention. Their intention is not the separation. Their intention is the spreading of the salt and so on. That's what we explained. It's important to get the differentiation between these various different type of things. Another example he brings down, which is very common example and comes up constantly, people make tea essence before Shabbos, right? As we know, in general, making tea on Shabbos is problematic. It's a whole machlekes. We're not going to get into the whole thing, but Mishnah Berurah says one should try and make tea before Shabbos, make the tea essence. But now people ask, but I left the tea bags in the tea essence. Could I now take out the tea bags? Is that a problem, right? I have my tea essence from before Shabbos. I did it the right way. Fine, everything is wonderful, but I either forgot or I did not take out the tea bags from my tea essence, and I want to take it out on Shabbos so I could use the tea essence. So this is an interesting case, and it's taka problem. He brings down, and this firm bring it down like that. We spoke about it a little bit in Borer, but now with our malacha of merakeid, straining, sifting, and so on, so he brings down to remove a tea bag from the tea essence or from inside of a cup of tea. Let's say in a case in time where one made it the right way in a kli shlishi. It has to be made in a kli shlishi in the third cup, but we're not going to get into all those halachas right now. But be it as it may, if there's a tea bag in water, the tea bag serves as a strainer, enabling the liquid to depart while the leaves are retained. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. It's a problem when somebody picks up the tea bag, you know, like from the string, and they hold it up. So now it's draining out. The tea essence gets like filtered through the tea bag. In other words, the tea leaves are staying in the tea bag, right? Because the person's throwing it out, and then the tea essence is draining from the tea bag through the little holes back into the cup. That's a problem. One has to be very careful not to do that on Shabbos. Now, just quickly to end off, how one should do it. We've spoken about in the past, one should take a spoon and just scoop it out, right? The spoon to just scoop it out and just dump it out into the garbage like that. Like this, you don't hold up. In other words, holding up the tea bag and the water, the essence is draining back into the back into the cup or back into the bowl or back into the wherever the tea essence is, and it's withholding the tea leaves. So that's a real act of merakeid, of straining on Shabbos. So when you take a spoon and you just scoop it out and throw it out. So that's the best way to do it. I mean, there are those who are makel if you just like pick it up real quickly and dump it right into the garbage, but you have to, best thing is to take a spoon, like this. You don't run into all these problems. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.